At the corner of Thomas and Petronius Streets, the annual Goombay Festival kicks off Fantasy Fest.
Count salad!
Fantasy Fest has been going for 35 years. It began as a way to bring visitors to town during what used to be a slow season. But locals have always been a big part of it.
I was on a float for like 19 straight years.
Michael Blades wasn't just on a float. He and his friends would build these big, elaborate floats. They won the grand prize 3 times.
And we just stopped. It was just like it's not something we wanted to really take part in anymore. I had seen some things on the street in public during broad daylight, so to speak, that were very disturbing. And they were basically sex acts taking place on the street with a lot of people gathered around with cameras filming it and shooting pictures of it. And I just thought, you know, this is not the type of crowd that used to be here. This is not the kind of atmosphere that used to be with the festival.
Blade says the creativity is gone. Andy says the tone is set by official Fantasy Fest events, like a pimps and hoes party hosted by porn star Ron Jeremy. He misses the days when Captain Morgan, the rum company, sponsored the big parade.
They're not a sponsor, and there's a lingerie company that's a sponsor, and that the swinger cruise ship is a sponsor. I mean, we can't do better than that.
There are some elements of Fantasy Fest that are a bit more risque than others.
Joseph Hendrick is an account executive with MarketShare. That's the company that produces Fantasy Fest.
But from the get-go, this was never a festival for children. This has always been an adult festival.
And in terms of why Fantasy Fest started to make money, it's definitely a success.
Not only are all the hotels, and this isn't just Key West, this is countywide, 100% occupancy, they're also the highest rates of the year.
And a lot of the events charge admission. Now many locals are putting their time and energy into events that happen at the same time as Fantasy Fest, but not part of the official festival. The biggest is the zombie bike ride. It started 5 years ago with 100 riders or so. Now thousands of the undead take to the street on bikes. Kids are welcome and costumes are creative and gory, but generally not lewd. Marky Pearson is one of the organizers of the zombie bike ride. Fantasy Fest is one of the reasons he moved to Key West from rural Michigan 9 years ago.
I was attracted to the openness and the sort of wildness of Fantasy Fest.
But when he started the zombie bike ride, he didn't try to make it an official part of the festival.
We didn't even consider doing it that way. A lot of it that's important is art for art's sake or celebration for art's sake.
But locals still turn out in big numbers for one official Fantasy Fest event, with no prizes and no entry fee. They dress up and walk through Old Town and converge on Duval Street. It's called the Masquerade March, but a lot of people just call it the Locals Parade. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.